If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray, or welcome. I realize that I never say welcome. Like, if you're new here, hello. I'm Alana, or you can call me Lan. Today is going to be an Ask Lan segment episode. I like to do one of these once a month. I take some of your questions from my weekly Q&As, put them all together, kind of categorize them by topic. Usually it's pretty dating heavy, and then into like routines, running, wellness, and then miscellaneous. Like beauty things and other life advice. But I love doing these around once a month. I feel like I get to talk more directly like with you as opposed to just spewing whatever is like on my mind and what I think would be helpful for you or things that I'm curious or interested about or things that I'm going through. This way I'm able to actually help you out with things I know you're going through because you asked me these questions. So if you ever want to participate, you can make sure you're following me on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. I post pretty much every day on there, but we do weekly Q&As on a Monday and I answer questions on stories. And then once a month on here, I'll do an Ask Lan episode, which is just an advice column essentially from your 24-year-old big sis, best friend, whatever you would like to call me. But anyways, when you are listening to this, we would have just had our 4th Hot Girl Sweat event of the year, our 5th one total because I did one around like 2 years back. I hope that it went really well. I'm currently in the process of planning the next 2 events. We're going to do 2 events at Ride Cycle Club here in Toronto. So if you like spin or you've been wanting to try out spin, come try. It's in a dark room. It feels like you're in a club. Good music, good vibes, good energy. And it's going to be really fun. I believe we're doing 1 or 2 events, ideally 2, both in the end of June and then mid-July before I venture off for Euro summer. Can't believe I'm saying that. Never have ever been to Europe. So if you have any travel tips, advice, I'm going to be in London and then in Italy. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to Sorrento. I'm going to Capri. I'm going to Ravello. Where else am I going? Going back to London. I think Steph wants to go to Mallorca. I think that's how you pronounce it, Mallorca. We'll see if that happens. But if you have any advice for Lan, if you have any advice back for me on what to do when traveling in Europe, anything I should bring, anything I should have, anything I should know in advance, please do DM me either on my personal Instagram or the podcast Instagram at Morning Ray Podcast. I would really appreciate it. Super, super excited about those events. Really happy to keep doing them. It's so much fun. And I started to work on like this little, I hate when influencers do this, when like, I can't tell you what I'm working on, but it's exciting. I'm gonna pull one of those right now. I have had this idea for a while and I never wanted to like force it on myself. I couldn't ever like fully think it through. Like I had like parts of the idea like come up from time to time. And I kind of had an epiphany last week or the week before as to like what I want it to be called, like what like kind of idea I want with it, like what is it going to entail? So I'm really excited about that. So as like more things happen with it, I will be able to share more and more, but just know that I'm working on something really exciting for you guys. I think you're gonna love it. I think it's gonna be all really awesome. And if you months ago, this is a little woo-woo. So if you're new here, I love like manifestation. I love spiritual stuff. I've spoken to psychics multiple times. I get cards, like tarot cards pulled for me all the time. I am a slave or a simp or whatever you want to call it for those tarot card readings. on my TikTok For You page. I try not to believe in them too much, but I had this guy. I was standing in Yorkville in Toronto, and I was standing outside the Yorkville Village. If you're familiar with Toronto, it's like this little like indoor mall situation in like a bougie part of Toronto, which is kind of like Soho in reference to like New York and London. But I was just like standing outside waiting for my Uber. It was a spot I don't typically call Ubers from, but I just happened to be waiting there. This father with his son like walks out of the Yorkville Village, out of the mall, and they're in a deep conversation. Like they're fully just conversing with one another. And mid conversation, he turns to me as he's passing by me and goes, "You are very, very lucky." And I was like, "Oh, well, thanks." And he's like, "Do you know why?" I'm like, "No." And I don't remember exactly what he said because this was a few months ago, but he's like, "Things are going to happen to you in May. Like, keep May, like, your mind open for May, blah, blah, blah." And I feel like maybe this idea was part of it. I've had a few other opportunities, which is kind of cool. I feel like some really crazy stuff in my personal life has happened in May, just like really unexpected things. So maybe this man was right. I don't know, fun story. But let's get into my current faves. I'm officially reading again. I finally finished When You're Ready for This, This Is How You Heal by Brianna Weiss. You guys know that I love her and I really recommend this book. I actually want to reread The Mountain Is You in a hot sec. I like just read it a few months ago, and I read it during just before my breakup. It was honestly really helpful, and reading this book after my breakup was really helpful. But I'm currently reading The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. People have recommended this book to me. They've warned me about the power that this book holds. Apparently it's banned from jails. I'm trying to read or listen to a chapter a day. If you guys didn't know, on Spotify Premium, there's audiobooks you can access for free, and this book happens to be one of them. So sometimes I'll like listen to the book as I'm reading it because it's a lot of small text. Or like today while I was making breakfast, I had one chapter playing. My goal is to listen or read to at least a chapter a day. It will probably take me 48 days because each chapter is a law and there's 48 laws. But so far, it's so good. It's definitely like very deep. There's a lot of theory behind it, and it's really interesting. So if you like self-development books, I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you're into self-improvement and self-development and all of that, I think you would like this book. It's definitely more of an expensive one, really hefty read. I think it has to be more than 400 pages. I'm just looking at it. The audiobook is, how long is it? The audiobook is pretty much almost a day. It's 23 hours and 6 minutes. I'm definitely also trying to get back into reading my fiction novel every day. Like I want to try read a chapter of my nonfiction, so like my self-help educational book, and then a chapter at least of my fictional novel. Obviously, it's easier to read more of like a fiction-based book. I don't want to read any of my nonfiction books too quickly because I want to be able to absorb everything. And I recommend that to anyone. I love taking highlighters to my books now. Like I will highlight in my nonfiction books. Highly, highly recommend. I find it helps me retain the information more. Sometimes I'll write out key points like in a notebook or on a notepad or something, almost like you're studying, but it's fun. I think self-learning is really, really important. And I think I've said this before, but I think it's important to continue to learn after we're done school and outside of our jobs and even outside of school, to take time and be curious and explore new topics, whether it be self-improvement or stuff with regard to business or mindsets, or maybe you want to learn something like different philosophies or different things about something else. I think it's really important to continue to learn and to take the initiative and have the curiosity to do that. It also makes us more interesting people, helps you bring more to the table in terms of conversation with friends, with colleagues, when dating. I don't know, I think it makes you a really cool and interesting person, and it's like another hobby in a way. So definitely, definitely recommend. I also, this is so niche, but I discovered a new browser for my computer, like Google Chrome, etc. One's called Arc, and it is so pretty. It is so smart. It's so intuitive. Highly recommend checking it out. I made the switch officially today, and I'm nothing but impressed by it. It organizes itself so well. It's very intuitive to learn. I really like it. Okay, let's get into the first question. Meeting guys for busy girls, doing a PhD and working a few jobs, single for the first time in 10 years. I would say because it's your first time being single in 10 years, I'm going to assume that you're fresh out of a relationship. I think it would be good to just like put time and energy into yourself, you're finally allowed to be selfish and not worry about fitting someone else into your schedule and having them front of mind while doing all these things. Like, you have time to spend more time alone, to hang out with your friends, to see your family, to pick up new hobbies, to do whatever. And I think that's really important. I've never been in a long-term relationship, but from speaking to my friends and hearing what other people have to say, sometimes you can lose yourself a bit in a relationship. So I think it's important to take some time to really just invest in yourself and put energy into yourself to be content with being alone. But in terms of meeting guys when you are ready, I think you might just have to be a little bit more intentional and proactive about it because you are so busy. So you might have to rely a bit more on apps, or I would suggest telling your friends, hey, like, if you ever think of someone that I would mesh well with, I'd love if you could set us up or connect us or introduce us, whatever it is. Say yes to plans that maybe you wouldn't typically say yes to, so that you're put in situations where you're meeting new people, because you never know. Maybe you'll meet your person at that event, or maybe you will meet someone who will then know this person who will introduce you to this person, etc. I'm all about saying yes to new experiences and putting yourself out of your comfort zone to grow as a person and to just like experience more things in life. So I would definitely do that. You can also get involved in co-ed sports or run clubs or co-ed activities where you have more possibilities of meeting people. Go out to bars as well, find different things, go to different events that you can find on Eventbrite that are in your city, and not be afraid to like introduce yourself to someone, like smile at someone. If you think they're cute, go up to them and introduce yourself. Like, so many times, I know this is scary, and like, I know everyone's always like, the men should make the first move, blah blah blah, but it is rare for a guy to be complimented. So think about if you were to go up confidently, even if you're faking it, to a guy that you thought was cute and was like, hey, like, I thought you were cute, what's your name? Or like, compliment them, like, you seem like you have a lot of fun. Or I don't know. I've never done it. I've done it like once that I've gone up to a guy. I like very rarely will go up to a guy. And the only guy that I've gone up to was actually an NHL player. So I decided to be ballsy. Sometimes you need a little bit of liquid courage, and that's okay. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself to someone. Don't be afraid to say yes to activities that maybe make you a bit uncomfortable, as long as they align overall with your values and your morals and everything. Take chances, take risks. That's my biggest piece of advice. How to reach out to a guy I like but never have spoken to before. What I would do is, I'm assuming you follow them on social media of some sort, but I would either like their story, or it's hard because guys don't really post on social media as actively as girls do. So like, obviously guys have more opportunities to slide in on a girl's story than vice versa. But if they post stories, I would respond to one, because like, it's an easy slide in and it's easier than just like saying hey, and it kind of gives you an icebreaker of a conversation starter sort of thing. So I would, if the opportunity presents itself, make sure you're following them on social media, and then when they post something, respond to it. Try to say something witty, but like cool, casual, chalantly kind of vibes. If they don't post at all, honestly, fuck it. Just like slide in and say hey. I've done that so many times. I'm a avid DMer. I'm not afraid to DM a guy if I think they're cute, or I want to talk to them, or I want to like shoot my shot. Like, I'll say hey and like just like see where it goes. Like, there's literally no, what do you have to lose? What is the worst thing that could happen? They don't answer. Okay, then you just like move on from it and you just take the loss and leave, like whatever. That's what I would do. Or if you run into them in person, go up to them and like spark up a conversation sort of thing. How to approach someone when dating apps aren't your thing. I guess like I kind of touched on this before, but say you're at like a bar, just literally walk up to them, or you can get your friend to help, or I don't know, make eye contact with them and like smile. I don't know, I'm literally like the most awkward person ever, but I feel like the bar is always a good place because people are like there to meet people most of the time and have fun and have a good time, whether like the intention is to just like meet people overall, or to like meet someone to like potentially date or hook up with or whatever. So just make eye contact with them, but don't be creepy, cute, like seductive kind of eye contact. You know the vibes. I'm sure you girls get it, or you guys. But that, or sliding in on social media, like I said, you can like stories, respond to a story, DM them. If you have a mutual friend, could ask the friend to like put in a word or something. Those are probably like the routes that I would go. How can single girls enjoy being single without having to think about men and dating? I don't think you have to constantly be thinking about like trying to get into a relationship when you're single. You can be, and you're allowed to be, just content with where you're at and with being single, and just choose to prioritize yourself, your friendships, and your family, and work, and whatever else you have going on in your life. You don't need to be trying to go on dates or using dating apps, or are actively like seeking people to date or hook up with or anything of that sort. You can just choose to put your energy on yourself. And if someone asks you like, why aren't you dating, or like, who are you dating? You can just say like, I'm not really doing that right now, or I don't really want to, just choosing to focus on myself. And you don't have to give any more answers than just that. You can leave it solely at that. There are so many other parts of you than just your relationship status. That is truly the least interesting part of who you are as a person, and what you have to bring to the table, and what you bring in your other relationships with other people. Like, there are so many aspects that make up you as a person. You don't have to think about dating and boys and whatever if you don't want to. You can talk about it when you're with your girlfriends if it comes up, and you can still participate in that conversation, but you don't have to like participate from experience. You don't have to be like actively be sharing who the latest guy you're talking to is, and who you've dated, or who you're dating, blah blah blah. Like, you don't have to do anything. Personally, right now, I'm really not trying to go on dates. I don't really have the energy for it, so I'm not seeking it out. If it comes to me, sure, like I could be open-minded to it, like if that feels right with that person. But for me right now, like, that's not something I'm actively seeking out. Have there been moments in my life where I've wanted to like have as many dates lined up as possible? I wanted to constantly have a roster of three guys going that I was going on dates with. Yeah, sure. But like right now, that's not what I want. And I'm content with where I'm at, and I'm content with what my life looks like right now. Do I love guys? Do I love talking to guys? Do I like having a crush? Sure. Like, obviously. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language. And that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. And it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it, Trust your gut with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has truly gone by so quickly and it's kind of crazy, but I think it's so important to take a moment and slow down and to really just check in. Have you hit what goals you wanted to hit? Are there things that you still want to work on? And if you haven't hit any of those goals yet and you want to make adjustments, it is so possible, and therapy can really help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals and work towards them over the next 6 months. I personally love therapy, and I think it's always a good way to stay in check, to work through things, and to not just throw it under the rug. It's helped me become a better communicator, be able to set boundaries and stick to it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, truly. I really don't think I would be the person who I am today and have been able to work through all my past traumas and experiences if it weren't for the help of my therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So no matter what's going on this summer, you'll always have time to fit in a session quite easily. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I feel like that's very much always been who I've been, but you don't have to hyperfixate on men or dating or anything like that, and there's nothing wrong if you don't want to. I think focus on yourself, focus on your hobbies, focus on work or school or both, whatever you're up to. Make those your priorities as they should be. Find a way to make your life full without boys and dating, because that's honestly the way it should be. It should be that way when you're single. Even like if you have a partner, you're like, your life should be full with or without this person. So just focus on that. Find ways to make your life more full, more meaningful. Do things that fill your cup up and energize you, and that should be enough. Is it worth staying friends with an ex and wanting to break no contact? Girl, no. It is not. You are never just friends. You've hooked up with this person. You've been more than friends with this person. Breaking no contact is not worth it, especially if it's too soon. I'm not saying you can't say hi to this person. I'm not saying you can't be civil with this person if you bump into each other or happen to be at the same social events. But I really do think that no contact is super important, especially in the beginning, like first few months, so that you can like emotionally detach from them and your heart can heal from whatever the circumstances of the breakup were. Unless like you want to get back together with them and you think it would actually be worthwhile and it would work out. I think it's really hard to be friends with exes because even if you tell yourself you have no hope of it like working out again, I think deep down you still do to a degree, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not. I don't know. I think it could just make it messy. If you run into each other, you don't have to ignore each other. I'm not saying like pretend like he doesn't exist, but you don't need to be texting him. Like you don't need to be Snapchatting him or calling him or talking to him frequently. It's just gonna play with your feelings and your heart, and it's not worth it. I think like also it could turn into a casually hooking up situation, and then like old feelings come back, and then you're confused, and then you're kind of in situationship territory and you forget the reason why you broke up, and it can just be really hard. I just don't think, obviously there's always the exception to the rule, but I just don't think you can be friends with an ex. I don't think so. Like, I really don't think so, especially if you dated pretty seriously. How did you initially get into wellness? Have you always valued your health? I feel like for the girlies that have been following me for a long time, probably since like the OG days, you know the answer to this. But no, like I was never, when I was younger, I like most definitely didn't really know much about health and like wellness at all. It wasn't really a thing. I don't think wellness really became a thing until I was in university. At least, like, that's the first of it that I heard. It was probably more of an off-stream, like, woo-woo kind of thing. I grew up dancing, so I was always physically active. I knew the importance of exercise. In high school, I started to care a bit more about what I was eating. I was becoming a bit more aware of, like, what was healthy, what wasn't, needing to have protein in my diet and have fruits and vegetables and whatnot, and making sure I'm getting enough water and being aware of how much sugar intake, etc. I honestly, like, most of my diet and leading up until, like, first year, freshman year of university was, you guys are actually gonna be shocked by this, I was the pickiest eater in you would ever know. Like, I literally wouldn't have chicken unless it was, like, a chicken finger or a chicken schnitzel. It had to be, like, breaded and baked or fried. There was no, like, I couldn't just have a chicken breast. If I was having pasta, I had just started to have tomato sauce, rosé, or vodka sauce on my pasta. Even, like, Alfredo, I didn't really like. Before that, it was just butter, salt. I started adding cheese at one point. Same with fish. Like, fish, I wouldn't just eat fish. Even, like, my sushi. Like, my sushi order was a California roll and a yam tempura roll, or, like, an avocado cucumber roll. I wouldn't have a spicy tuna roll or sashimi or, like, anything like that. Like, I was just so insanely picky. So majority of my diet consisted of Eggo waffles, pancakes, frozen pizzas, cheese tortellini, regular pasta, ice cream with magic shell, like that hardening chocolate sauce, grilled cheese, French toast. I used to have, in grade 12, I had this all the time, Honey Nut Cheerios with almond milk, because this is when I started to have almond milk and that started to become a thing. Cinnamon and blueberries. Honestly, really good. Really delicious. What else did I have all the time? I'd get a bagel with butter from What a Bagel across from my high school, and then I'd go and get a Frappuccino or a caramel iced latte from Starbucks. Guys, I literally did not eat well. I very much could become pasta at any moment. That's how much pasta and Italian food I ate. But when I got to university, obviously I was kind of scared of the freshman 15. So I became a bit more conscious about what I was eating. I was more curious about trying different foods, actually trying out chicken breast and having more protein and, like, more whole foods. And then I went vegan, I think, in second year. And that was, like, when I, like, kind of discovered wellness more. In first year, I discovered the gym and started working out because I was no longer dancing competitively anymore. So I did Kayla Tsunis's BBG and I followed a bunch of different workout plans and whatnot. Got really into walking the summer after freshman year. Second year, so sophomore year, I didn't have, like, the healthiest relationship with food then because I had gained weight in freshman year and then had lost some in the summer. And I was scared of putting it back on. So I didn't have, like, the healthiest relationship with food. But then when I went vegan, I feel like I found more of a wellness approach eventually down the line. I really started to care about my morning routine and just trying to eat more whole foods. And not to just take care of how I looked aesthetically, but also how I felt mentally. That became a really big priority to me. And so that is when I started to prioritize things like that. That kind of rippled and continued and blossomed and grew into reading self-help books and listening to different podcasts that focused around those topics and following creators online that shared different tips, tricks, and things about habits, mindsets, routines, etc. Basically, like, all the things that I share on a day-to-day basis. And obviously, as I got older and now being 24, for me, it's very much about, like, what are the things that I can do that will allow me to show up as my highest and best self in every area of my life. So, like, I also started therapy and journaling. Journaling, like, led me to have the courage to seek out therapy. And I practiced a lot of manifestation. And I started doing things like othership, where I would go to the ice bath and the sauna and meditate a bit more, do breath work and stuff like that. So I feel like it was kind of gradual since freshman year of college, and it just, like, continued to grow. Obviously, there were a lot of ups and downs and moments where it wasn't super healthy, but I would say, and I'm pretty confident in saying, that I have a healthy relationship with myself, with my body, with fitness, with nutrition, everything. And I would argue I have a pretty balanced lifestyle. I have a lot of fun. I still go out with my friends and I drink. I'll get takeout and have sweet treats and whatnot. It really is all about wellness. When I'm doing all these things, especially, like, when I work out, obviously I do have aesthetic goals. Most people do. But my priority is strength and health. health and longevity in my life. Also, the want to be able to perform and do things. I very much train with an athlete mindset first. I'm always thinking about like, what do I want to do now so that when I'm older, I can still be like moving almost as well as I do now. Like I want to prolong my health. I don't want to do anything now that is going to negatively impact me later on in life. Tips for incorporating healthy habits into a busy routine. As I always say, like no matter how busy your routine is, I think this still applies, but start small. Don't expect yourself to go from 0 to 100 different habits overnight. Really start gradually. Like, pick one thing that you want to start with and do that every day for at least a week, or be consistent with it for at least a week, whatever that consistency looks like to you. The next week you add in the next thing that you want to focus on, and you kind of make it like a game with yourself, and you can use a habit tracker to like check it off. It makes it really satisfying and helps you stay accountable. But I would really start with that and be realistic about like how much time it's going to take you, but also don't make it bigger than it has to be. Say you want to get into working out again and you felt like you haven't had any time to do it. You don't need to spend an hour in the gym. You don't need to spend an hour doing anything. Like you can do a 20-minute workout. You can do 5 minutes. If you need to sign up for workout classes because you know like it's a set time, you don't have the possibility of going over, you don't have to think about what you're doing, then like do that. Like figure out what works for you and you can fit it into your schedule. You just have to want to. And maybe this comes from a place of like ignorance and privilege, but I truly think that if you want something to work for you and if you really want something, you will find a way to make it work and you will find a way to fit it into your schedule. Sure, if you're super busy and maybe you're a nurse and you work a lot of night shifts or you work really long shifts or long hours or early starts, etc., maybe you can't be the person that works out 5 to 6 times a week. But even if you just like start to work out once a week or twice a week and they're 20 minutes each, that's better than nothing. Start small, see what works, adjust as you go, be flexible, be adaptable, think of your future self, think ahead and plan ahead. And if that means you have to wake up a little bit earlier, wake up a little bit earlier. There's a will, there's a way. Advice for when you're graduating later than all your friends. There's definitely a stigma that exists around graduation time and when you start school, when you finish school, when you start working, when you move out, whenever you hit these different milestones that you're supposed to hit in a certain order, on a certain timeline, specifically in your late teens and early 20s and just like into your 20s, I'm here to tell you that it does not matter. There is no rush. There is no specific timeline or correct timeline that you're supposed to be on. It is not a big deal if you are graduating later than your friends. It is your own journey. It is your own path and you have your own destination and you can't compare yourself to that of others. Now, I get it if you go to college in a college town and your friends are no longer going to be living there, but try to reframe your mindset. Look at all the possibilities and find that silver lining. Like you have the opportunity to meet new people. You have the opportunity to really focus on your education. If all your closest friends aren't there, you can just choose to focus on your school with limited distractions, which is really a great thing because then you get the most out of your last semester, last year, or 2 years, however long it is. There is no rush. Doesn't mean you're any less intelligent. Doesn't mean you're behind. Doesn't mean you're not going to be less successful. Like everyone is on their own timeline. I graduated later than my friends. I'm still doing pretty well for myself, I'd say. Everything happens as it should and when it should, and you shouldn't feel ashamed or sad for graduating at a different time than your friends. It really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of life. We will all get to where we need to be when we need to be there, so don't rush it. What do you do when you're in a slump and have work, no time to relax, read, workout, etc.? It's hard because you're kind of like having to push through burnout. But again, like I've said, if there's a will, there's a way. And maybe this is coming from a place of privilege, or maybe it's just always the mindset that I've had. I don't know what your work is. I don't know what your circumstances is. I don't know what your responsibilities are. It is really easy to fall victim to your own mindset and to be like, woe is me. If you really want to do the things that you know are going to make you feel better, you just have to find a way to make it happen. You just have to adjust something. If it means you have to wake up a little bit earlier, not scroll on your phone mindlessly, or if it means on your way to work, instead of listening to music all the time, maybe sometimes you listen to an audiobook or a podcast, or maybe during your lunch break, you take it outside or you go on a walk for 5 minutes, like you're allowed to take your 15-minute break. There are so many different ways that you can figure out how to to do the things that are going to make you feel better. And even if it's just like 5 minutes a day that you can take for yourself, you can find those 5 minutes somewhere. I believe that you can. Is it going to be the most ideal time at the most ideal place? Maybe not, but doesn't mean you still can't take it. Like, even if it's just in your car, even if it's in a bathroom stall, like, if there is a will, there is a way. And I guarantee you, if you just shift your perspective, if you reframe how you're looking at something, if you are so determined to want to feel better and to get out of this slump, you will find even 5 minutes of your day that you can schedule and put in your calendar to do something, whether it be stretching or going on a walk around the block of your office or reading a book for 5 minutes or putting on your favorite song and dancing. Like, do something. Like, there is something that you can do. I know it can feel really like overwhelming. It can feel impossible. Like, there's no time. I'm telling you, there is time somewhere. You just have to want to find it. And it's not going to necessarily be easy, but it will make you feel so much better the minute that you start to find it and be consistent with it. Because how are you supposed to continue to push throughout work if you are pouring from an empty cup? You can't pour from an empty cup. There's literally nothing in it. So if you want to be able to feel better mentally and physically about yourself and in your personal life, then you need to take the time and find time somewhere. There has to be time somewhere. Be honest with yourself. Look at yourself from the outside in and your schedule and your life and everything and find a corner somewhere. I promise you, you will find it. A lot of the times we get stuck in our old habits and our old ways and our old mindsets, fall victim to them, but you have the power to change that. You have the power to rewrite your story and it will make you feel so much better. And you may not come out of this slump instantaneously. It may have a lot of trial and error and you may start to feel better and then fall back into it and kind of be like this up and down roller coaster, but eventually, like, you will transcend out of it. You will get out of it and you will feel so much better. And to end this off on a little high note with a little fun, what is your one ride or die skincare product? I feel like for the past few months, it has 110% been the Rode Glazing Milk. I have checked multiple bags for this product. I love it so much. It feels amazing. It looks amazing on my skin. It's so calming. It's so hydrating. It's truly perfect. I've gone through 4 bottles of it. Like, I would marry this product. The Rode Glazing Milk is incredible. Don't sleep on it. That is my ride or die. But I hope this episode was helpful. I hope maybe there was something that you could take away from as a listener, whether you asked one of these questions or you didn't. Maybe you're going through something similar. Maybe you're going through like the same thing. But I hope that helped you. If you want to participate, make sure to follow my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg and submit your questions on Mondays when I put my question box up. I'll answer someone's stories. I'll answer once a month on here. If you like this episode, make sure to give a rating or review. I love reading your reviews, and that is also how you can help support the pod. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.